Hello, my name is Łukasz Pawłowski. I'm a program manager on the Power BI embedded team here at Microsoft, and I'm excited to speak with you about adding contextual analytics to your applications using the Power BI JavaScript API. Today, we're going to talk about why conceptual analytics, just laying the foundation for our conversation. The second is I'm going to give you a tour of what's possible with the API, and then I'm going to talk through the core concepts behind that. And lastly, I'm going to give you a set of resources that you can start with so you can pick up immediately and start using the API within your applications. So where I'd like to start is that there's a digital transformation happening, and it relates to how much data is available, the amount of sources of data that people have to reconcile, and the pace at which people are expected to work today. And what that really means is that each application author needs to figure out how to help people be more productive in their applications. And to a large degree, in the modern age, it's about how to help them use their data to make better decisions more quickly in context with the application workflows that the user's already in. We know that users have less time to spend on any individual activity now than ever. And what that means is that showing them exactly the right thing at the right time really enables them to be efficient and to act, making them more productive. The other thing that's really important when we talk about embedded analytics and we talk about contextual analytics is it's really hard to actually go do this. Why? Because making sure that those contextual analytics work across devices and platforms with all of the different kinds of data, and then with the shrinking attention spans of business users, is actually a challenge. And this is actually why we designed Power BI Embedded, and specifically the JavaScript APIs, so that you could go and build a solution with richly integrated contextual analytics right within your applications. There are three major pieces that you need to make this really shine. The first, Power BI Embedded, which is an Azure service you can subscribe to so that you can add reports and analytics into your applications at global scale easily. The second is the subject of this talk, which is the Power BI JavaScript API, which allows you to have rich interactions between your application and the embedded reports so that you show the right data to the right user at the right time and enable magical actions for them to be able to take. The last piece is application logic, and this is where you get to add all of the tie-ins between the analytics and your application so that users get the most out of the data that you're providing them. So let's take a look at a quick demo of the capabilities that you can add, and we'll talk through all of the major ways in which you can make contextual analytics shine within your application. So I've come in here to GitHub, where we've published the Power BI JavaScript API. And this is great because you can just go grab it really quickly and get updated versions as we provide it. Inside this repo, you will find all of the information you need to get going with the API, including code documentation, a wiki, and a live demo that I'll show you now. One thing that you'll need to do is you will need to go install the package using one of our providers. And you can see that we support NuGet, NPM, Bower, and so forth. So you'll just want to go and update that. Now, once you have the application, let's go take a look at what you can do. Now, what this website is, this is our sample application. It's just off that main repo. And it's just using Power BI Embedded and showing a basic report. There's a number of different scenarios, and I'll walk you through each in turn. The first one is static report embedding, right? So you can see here that I have a fully interactive report. So I can click around, I can see various pieces of data, I can have multiple pages. And this is great if I have exactly one report on a given page. I can just add it in. The way that this is constructed is there's just a div with a set of attributes, and then the JavaScript API picks that up, inserts the embedded iframe inside the application, and then off I go. Now, we are already going to start seeing some experiences. So here I've toggled full screen. That's an API call into the JavaScript API that went and created the report into full screen. Now, sometimes contextual analytics means I want to show the right report to the user at the right time. So here, this UI shows that for this application, there's one report published. And when I press embed, I'm populating a div on the page with the appropriate embed code. And again, the report is now fully interactive. Okay. Now, once we start getting into having a report on the page, we want to be able to show the right part of the report based on the application. You'll notice here that there's no page navigation inside this report area, but instead, there's these buttons that are here. These buttons are application buttons, and when I click them, it's using the JavaScript API to change the pages. I can even implement things like storytelling, where I can cycle through different pages through the report. Now, this is great. I can now show the appropriate report to the right user on the right page. But sometimes I want to do something else. I want to have a standard report and I want to show just the data for a specific customer, for example, on that report. So I want to filter it imperatively. And so here what I've done is on scenario 4, I can create a custom filter pane. And so the filter pane here, I'll just show you what it's doing. I'm selecting a particular part of my data model. The report has a set of tables, and one of them happens to be called district. It has a column named district. And then I can define a condition like equals FD01, which is actually, though you can't really see it, FD01 is this particular one right here. And then I can press the Add Filter button. And you'll notice the report immediately filters to show me only the data for that particular district. And this is starting to take us to that place where we say we're really getting contextual analytics. So now if I'm looking at individual customers, as I click through my list of customers in my application, the analytics, the report, can update to show me relevant insights for each one of those customers in turn. Of course, I can also remove the filters and control it that way. The next thing that I can do is I can do some settings for the way the report shows up. So for example, here, I'm able to go and select the default page, and I also turned on the filter pane just through properties. I can update those settings. So for example, here, as I load the report, you'll see that I have application buttons for toggling the filter pane. So now the filter pane is available to the user. Now it's not. Or toggling the built-in navigation. Now it's available. Now it's not. Again, just basic API calls. But where things go really to the magical is where you start doing data selection. And we talked about contextual analytics to show the right data to the right user at the right time. But the next step of contextual analytics is actually to be able to respond as users interact with data so that you show them relevant actions within your application. And that's what our data selection events API does. So here I'm going to select the fashions direct part of this chart. You see that it's selected, all the data is updated. But I'm going to draw your attention down to this text box and I'm going to zoom in on it. What's actually happened is an event was sent to my application that told me which report was being seen, what page of that report was being seen, which visual was shown, and importantly, crucially, the data point information for which data point was being shown and which measure I was looking at. And what this allows me to do as an application author is to build really compelling experiences. So let's step back from this demo and think about a sales manager who's using your application to optimize a sales cycle. Now, through the various scenarios, I was able to show them the appropriate data. And as I'm reviewing all of the opportunities for different suppliers, for example, and maybe my sales people are off scheduling meetings with these folks, as I'm reviewing the information for Fashions Direct, I might get an application-driven notification that says, actually, there's a meeting tomorrow and the people from Fashions Direct are coming on site. Would you like to add that meeting to your calendar so you can go and show them some love by showing up and shaking their hand and hopefully closing a sale? So these kinds of contextual analytics, both showing the right data at the right time to the right user, but also responding to the interaction with that data to create actionable opportunities within your app, is really what makes contextual analytics and the JavaScript API really compelling. And of course, it's really easy to add this kind of analytics into your application using Power BI Embedded. So we've just seen how you can use our JavaScript API to build compelling experiences within your application. Now let's go through and review some of the core concepts, just so that we're clear on what's happening. When you load a page with a Power BI embedded report, it's loaded in the context of your client application. The report itself is embedded, and it's actually embedded inside of an iframe. Now, the client API, which is the JavaScript API, allows you not to have to worry about how to communicate and manage that iframe, because it's going to place the content into a div on your page, and it's going to manage through a nice API all of the interactions. Now, what can you do with the client API? First, there's a service object, and that service object is going to allow you to do things like authorize users easily, in essence, creating application tokens. The second one is interact with the actual embed so that you can actually add the embed, update it, and show the right report. Once a report is loaded, the report object is the bread and butter of the API. And there you're going to be able to do things like page navigation, change the report into full screen. It's also the host for all of the pages, so you can actually address each one of the pages. What's important about that is that you can show the right view of the data to the user based off of what's right inside your application workflows. Then there's two additional things that happen, whether it's on a report or a page. The first is around events. So there's a set of lifecycle events that let you know, was the report loaded? Is everything okay on the page? There's also data selection events. And we saw in the demo that you can actually use those events to build rich experiences between the data and your application. The next one is filters that you can set either at the report or the page level. And those filters allow you, again, to show the data that's appropriate based off of where the user is. So altogether, you can build an end-to-end cycle where a user of your application sees an application UI, they click on an element inside your application, they see the relevant report. If they click on that report, then they're able to send an event back into your application that's able to show more contextually driven content. And that's really what we mean when we say contextual analytics. So now to use the API, you're going to have to take a dependency on our JavaScript project. And so that's just out on GitHub. You can go grab it really quickly. And then you're going to place the content on a page. There's sort of two approaches you can choose. One is declarative, where you set a set of attributes, and then you load our JavaScript API, and we provision the content. The other one is more programmatic, where you just create a placeholder element, and then you use our JavaScript API to go provision the content. There's none which is better or worse than the other. It just depends on how you want to structure your code. So we've seen how to use the Power BI JavaScript API really easily. So to get you started, you can go out to our GitHub repo, powerbi-javascript, to go get the code. It works great with Power BI Embedded, which is an Azure service, and the link is on the screen. If you're building a Power BI embedded application, we have an accelerator program available for you, which means that you can get some training and support to get you started building applications with Power BI embedded and contextual analytics using our JavaScript API quickly. Lastly, to stay up to date with everything about Power BI for developers, go to dev.powerbi.com. With that, I'd like to thank you for watching this video, and I'm looking forward to seeing the kinds of applications you build with our JavaScript API and Power BI Embedded.